You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We are online at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. This is Be Kind to Animals Week. About 150 pets, mostly dogs and cats, got a head start on the week on Saturday when the Humane Society of Vero Beach and Indian River County offered a chance for a special blessing.
Father, we thank you for all your creatures, and we ask you to bless and protect Buddy and Casey from all sickness and danger. May our pet's companionship reflect your goodness and love towards all your people, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
It's the 30th year the blessing's been offered, and this isn't the first time Vicki Hubers attended the event.
We adopted our dog 4 years ago on Blessing of the Animals Day, so every year since then, we bring them to the Blessing of the Animals, and it's just such a wonderful thing. It means a lot to us and a lot to our pets.
The blessing of her four-legged family members is something Huber feels is important.
I do. I really feel like they're part of our family, and church is important to us, so it's important that all of our four-legged members as well as us be able to take part.
Many of the dogs and cats sport a bandana they've been given, proclaiming that they are blessed. During a service delivered by Father Chris Rodriguez of Trinity Episcopal Church in Vero Beach, the occasional nod of the head and whispered amen was accompanied by a happy bark or two.
All animals' love is unconditional. Right? Unless it's like an iguana or something, then who knows what they feel. But at least for dogs and cats, their love is unconditional. I have a dog at home. We have two, Jack and Max. Max is a very hairy dog. We call him Moppy at my house. And they're always happy to see us. They're always happy to see me, even when I'm in a bad mood. They offer me and my family unconditional love. And the reason I say that to you is that they are creatures made in God's image, and therefore they show us a glimmer, not the whole picture, of God's unconditional love. Can we all agree on that? All right. If I can get a bark, that's an amen, right? Somebody give me a bark.
Father Rodriguez also points out that it's the job of humans to return that love. For some animals, that doesn't happen, says Chalmers Morse, the Humane Society's executive director.
Unfortunately, in this day and age, there's still a lot of animals that are abused and mistreated, and we see a lion's share of that. You know, even in Little Indian River County, we get in between 6,000 and 9,000 animals every year that have been hurt in some way, you know, either left in the groves after the season or have been abused or starved. And so our job is to heal them and find them new homes.
On this day, despite gathering clouds, the threatening rains remained at bay long enough for the service to be held outside, an item to definitely be included when counting the day's blessings. After receiving their individual blessings, the happy pets were carried or walked back to their owner's vehicle. But not far from this celebration were a number of animals who also received a blessing, but didn't get to go home with a loving owner. They remain in the care of the Humane Society. They still hold that unconditional love brought out in the day's sermon and would gladly share it if somebody would take them home. And that goes for so many shelters in our area. If you're thinking of adding a pet to your family, don't forget to check with your local shelter. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.
How are you, Shadow?
Suzanne? I'm confused.
Yeah, well, I'm confused too. That's all right. Father, we thank you for all your creatures, and we ask you to bless and protect Kid and Shadow from all sickness and danger. May our pet's companionship reflect your goodness and love towards all your creatures.